الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we look at Surah Al-Ghashiya. Fortunately or unfortunately, depending how you see, the surah is actually very easy. Apart from a few words, as far as mufassirs are also concerned, most of the mufassirs have not sort of said much about the surah. And though being a bit lengthy, I think we will be, inshallah, able to finish it or go through it. Now the surah, like all Meccan surahs, is concentrating on the day of Qiyamah. And as we have always emphasized and still emphasize, this day of Qiyamah is one of the main principles or things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent prophets for us to tell us, look, there is something coming, something not very easy for us to reason out, if left only to reason. And this is one of the mercies of Allah, that He has warned us, and not warned us in sort of very simple terms in one ayah or two ayahs, but so many surahs in so many sort of different forms and ways. And one of them is this surah as well, which also paints a picture of the day of the world here, somehow the world hereafter, and the results that we are going to see. So the surah starts, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's a Meccan surah because of its contents, I mean, it's early Meccan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hal ataka hadithul ghashiyah. Hal ataka, has come to you. Hadithul ghashiyah. Hadith, news, tidings, information of what? Ghashiyah. Ghashiyah, as we have seen before, comes from ghasha. Ghasha is to cover, to engulf, to cover from all sides. Hadithul Ghashiyah, this incident which is going to cover you, engulf you, take you from all sides, to be coming to you from all the sides. Oh, this overwhelming incident. And as we know, I mean, he's talking, and as later it sort of explains, talking about this incident of the hereafter, the Qiyamah, day of Qiyamah, day of judgment, this thing which is going to engulf you from all directions, from everywhere. Wujuh yawmaizin khashiya. Wujuh, as we all know, is plural of wajh, face. Wujuh, faces. Faces on that day will be khashiya. Talks about two groups of faces, or two groups here. This is the first group. There are faces which are khashiya. Khashiya, from khasha'a, is to be low, base, humble, steel, downcast. Showing defeat in itself. I mean, showing somebody that he is low or finished. I mean, he has accepted defeat. He is made low and degraded. And that also, that's why it comes from, comes into also somebody who is humble. I mean, he is humble, he doesn't see himself as somebody who is great and a conqueror. And also used for, you have to be harsh in front of Allah when you are praying, and that is, you have been defeated by Allah, you have been sort of made low by His greatness, by comprehending His greatness, you consider yourself. So these are wujuhs which are in this, on this day. These are people, actually, the funny thing is that these people who are khashi on that day are the people who are actually not khashi here. They are the people who are not khashi here. Though this specifically ayah doesn't mention it, but the characteristics mentioned and mentioned upper other parts of the Quran shows that these are the people who are not khashi to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were the people who are arrogant and did not believe in this or did not submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wujuhun yawmaizin khashiya. On that day, faces will be downcast, sort of accepting defeat, and in them you see sort of gloom and doom. And in other places also Quran sort of says there will be faces which will be bright and faces will be darkened. And these are the same people with darkened faces. And another thing, amilatun nasiba. These faces or these people will be amilatun nasiba. Amila is somebody who is working hard, toiling, working fervently, trying hard, desperately. Nasiba, somebody who is tired, exhausted, weary, finished. I mean, you can see exhaustion in his face, tiredness. And some other Mufassirs have said, because, I mean, you say always when you look at tafsir, we have to remember, it all depends on how the Mufassirs comprehend the day, hereafter. They said, because there is no work in the hereafter. So this working, they are working, toiling, working very hard, is referring to their toil and work in this world. That their toil and work in this world was only something that has brought nothing for them in the near here world except tiredness. And there are hadith which say that these people in the world, I mean not relating to this specific ayah, the people of those who work for other than Allah, they are just gained nothing from out of their toil except tiredness. So here these people are working, toiling and sort of working fervently, very hard, and are extremely tired. Whereas other Mufassirs have said this refers clearly to the hereafter. I mean, they are struggling hard to get out from where, what they are. But there is no escape on that day. So this Amila is their work on that day. Others have said no, it is their work in this world. But in the ayah, I mean, the first thing that comes is that they are, and talking about that, they are working hard and tired. So it may refer more likely the first thing that comes is their struggle on that day, trying fervently to get out of what they are in. But that is useless, creating just weariness and tiredness. Tasla naran hamia, they are being burned, scorched, roasted. In naran hamia, hamia from hamia is something that is extremely hot, burning hot. So they are roasting. These faces are tasla naran hamia. Others have read, or the other version is tusla. If you read it with tusla, then it is being thrown into burning fire. And if it is tasla, then they are being burned or scorched in burning fire. Tuska min ainin ania. Tuska, saka, to give drink, aska, to give drink, to water something, somebody, some animals or people. Tuska is they are being watered, they are being given to drink. Min ainin, from ain, all of us know, ain is a spring. Ania from ana is something that is burning hot. Ania, anin, burning hot, masculine, aniyatun, burning hot, feminine. And ainin, aniyah, from a burning hot, boiling water spring. Spring which gives out boiling water. I mean, even this world we have springs which give out, which we call geysers, if I'm not mistaken, right? So, yeah, they are being given to drink from boiling water. There is nothing for them to drink but boiling water. There is no cold water. Just this, ainin, aniyah. And as far as their food is concerned, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ تَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ظَرِيْعٍ. They don't have any food, لَيْسَ لَهُمْ تَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ظَرِيْعٍ, except from ظَرِيْعٍ. What is this ظَرِيْعٍ? It is said that there is a bush which grows in the desert, you know, that it's only thorn, nothing. It doesn't have leaves, and it has thorns instead of leaves. And when it is sort of still not dried up, camels can eat it. Camels are one of the animals which can eat that thing. But when it dries up, even a camel cannot eat. It's too hard and very sort of prickly, to, even for the camel to manage it. And that is in Arabic known as zari. But there are hadiths which say that yes, I mean this, there is this fruit or this tree in hell also, which is like this. I mean in the chef. And so, but there are other hadiths which say that it's sort of so bitter, the taste is extremely bitter, and it is hotter than hellfire, in fact, the thorns of it. And so, such an all these conditions, but it is something, a thorny bush. So they are given to eat nothing but this bitter, thorny bush, or fruit, as the translator is saying. So it is not, I mean, when you are hungry, there are two or three things that you sort of want to fill your tummy up, get rid of your hunger. And also, people also eat sometimes to get a taste. I mean, this bush has got nothing of this quality, none of this quality. It does not satisfy your hunger, as the ayah later on says. And it is, as the very itself is a bitter, thorny bush. It does not taste goats, not something that you eat for its taste. And so none of the qualities of food. La yusminu. Yusminu is to fatten, give, sort of make your body grow. It does not sort of nourish you, does not fatten you, does not give you any nourishment. Wala yughni min ju, and is no use. La yughni min ju, in front of hunger, it is useless to get rid of hunger. I mean, this thing does not profit you as far as hunger is concerned. It does not release your hunger. So this is what they are going to eat. And this is what these people will drink. Ayn from Aynun Haniya and from Gharib, which will la yusminu wa la yughni min ju. Now this is the first category. These people who have not sort of worked hard, has not sort of listened to the Prophet, they are these people. The other people, wujuhun yawmaidhin na'ima. And on this, that day there will be faces which are na'ima. Na'ima is something that is tender, calm, joyful. All these meanings are given in a face which is na'ima. لِسَعِيهَا رَاضِيَةً from sa'a is to endeavor, work, put an effort. لِسَعِيهَا for their effort, رَاضِيَة they are satisfied. Of their effort, they are satisfied because they see the results of their effort here. Now here, I mean, as you can see, the same sort of form is not used with the first. In the first sense, it is said amilatun nasiba. Those people are actually working and tired. I mean, so they are working there. These people are not working there. And maybe that this sigh refers to their sigh of the, and it does refer to their sigh or efforts of the world, not efforts in that world, but in this world. They are happy of their efforts. They are satisfied, pleased, well pleased of their efforts. Fi jannatin aliya. They are in gardens. Aliyah is high gardens. Now why they are high, elevated, high? Either because they have got high buildings or this thing, or they are in form, I mean because they are so nice, you see they are high or raised or great gardens. Now Jannah, as we know, is known as Jannah. It all comes from Jannah, is to cover. And all the forms of it, jinn and all this come from the same sort of word. Jannah is to cover, and Jannat is something that has got so much, so many trees and so lush that the ground is totally covered by all this greenery. And Jinn, for example, or Majnoon also, which is madness, is something that if somebody's akal has been covered, and Jinn probably is something another tree is covered. And so coming from the same sort of root work. Fi Jannatin Aliya, they are in gardens, raised, elevated gardens. La tasmau fiha laghiya. They do not hear fiha, in it, laghiya. Lagh is something that is useless. There has no use. They do not hear any talk which is useless. And this is referring, you know, also refers somehow to what we were saying last time. Al khawru fi ma la ya'ni. He does not, or a person who is good does not sort of indulge himself in things that not concern him, that are useless, there are no profit for him. And it is very surprising that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in heaven, I mean, of all the things, the first thing he chooses is la tasmau fi al-aghiyya. He does not hear anything. So therefore they are not saying, or they do not indulge themselves into things which are useless. Useless talk, idle speech. They do not hear it. Others have recited La Tusmo. They are not made to hear. Or others just La Tusmo. And they do not hear. Either passive or active. But in both the cases, the meaning is the same. When they do not hear, that is, they are not saying it. That's why they are not hearing it to each other. Or they are not saying it, so they are not hearing it. And then it goes to describe this place, what sort of a place it is. Fiha Aynun Jariya. In it there are springs flowing, jariya flowing, springs flowing. And fiha sururum marfu'a. Surur is plural of sarir, and in it are surur marfu'a, raised sarir. Sarir is the modern translation is a bed, but literally it means a platform that has been raised, and therefore a throne or a couch.
and a throne of kings, a couch, because they are, they sit on raised platforms. So in it there are couches which are raised, and there are, so there are many, some hadiths which sort of describe these couches as saying that they are raised very high, and then if somebody wants to sit, they automatically come down, or they press electronic switch or something, and they come down and sit and then it raises again. But whatever, I will not go into this, but this has got these couches or thrones which are raised, right, literally. وَأَكْوَابٌ مَوْضُوعَةٌ. Akwab is the plural of kub. Now kub, this is a drinking container which does not have a khartum. Khartum is a spout, or a trunk of an elephant is also khartum, but a spout, and it does not have a handle. So something like a glass, because glass doesn't have a spout and doesn't have a handle. So if you take an ibrik, chop off the spout and the handle, and whatever is left in the middle, a glass, a goblet, which is translated, gives the right meaning. So they drink, and in it there are akwab, who plural of kub, goblets or glasses, mawdu'a. Mawdu'a from wada'a, mawdu'a, placed. So there are these goblets placed around. وَنَمَارِكُ مَصْفُوفَ. Namarik, namrak, is small cushions, small pillows. They're placed specially on saddle, you see, small ones, so that to make their sitting comfortable. And this sort of, on this, maybe on these couches, there are these small pillows or cushions, so that to make your seat comfortable. Either you can recline on there, or they're under you. But there are this namariku masfufa. Masfufa is arranged in rows from saf. Saf is a row. Masfuf is something that has been arranged in a row. So arranged. There are cushions or small pillows arranged. Wazarabiyu mabthutha. Zarabi is the plural of zirbiya. Zirbiya is carpets, very rich carpets. And others have said carpets which have got pile of fluff in on it. Pile on it. So they are rich carpets. Others have translated silk, but I couldn't in the original. When I looked, Marmaduke said silk carpets. I couldn't find, when looking at the sort of books, none of them I could see. Maybe some have, but the ones I referred mentioned silk carpets, but they said rich carpets, many say that which have got pile, so not just flat, pile, fluffy. وَزَرَابِيُّ مَبْفُوثَ. Basta, from basta, spread, and there are carpets which are spread over. So here we have a picture of a very sort of rich and luxurious surrounding where these people are living in. Their people are joyful and happy. Joy, this is all due to result, لِسَعِيهَا, for their efforts that they did. Now from here then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then comes back. Ayah comes back and looks at her. And as I said, I mean, there is nothing, most of the Mufassirs have said nothing much about this. It's plain, there are these two groups, there are these two surroundings and environment that they will live in. Then the Quran sort of directs us again, says, look, this is what is coming, so concentrate on it. أَفَلَا يَنْدُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Don't they look at the camel, how it has been created? وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِيَتْ. And at the sky, sama is anything that is above the earth, and the sky, how it has been raised. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. And at the mountains, how they have been placed or fixed in the earth. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. And they don't look at the earth, how it has been spread for us so that we can live and dwell on it. So tell them, don't they look at these things? I mean, this isn't all a play, a game. I mean, all these things and everything, and they still think that there is nothing, the end of it, for that year. So remind them, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرٌ. And you are nothing, this is an address to the Prophet, you are nothing but a reminder, a person who reminds. And this is very important that we should learn, that Allah in fact is telling the Prophet, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرٌ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرٍ. then you are not lasta alayhim, over them a musaitir. Musaitir from saitara, to manage, to preside over, to manage the affairs of somebody. As if they are under your care and control. Lasta alayhim bi musaitir. You are not a controller over them. You are not their manager. You are just a warner. They are independent, they manage their affair, you manage your affair. But you are a warner, a reminder. So remind them. That's all you can do. There is nothing else you can do. Now if that is the case for the Prophet, what about us? We can only remind. We cannot compel. We cannot do all these other things that we want to do and make everybody believe and do whatever we want them to do. We cannot do that. We are nothing. In fact, we are not even reminders. Prophet was a reminder. We have a tiny bit of it, a duty, a very small duty compared to other. The Prophet was obliged to remind. It was his duty. He was sent for it. We are not, nobody, no Allah has sent us saying that go and remind. No. But yeah, he has said that it's possible and all these things, and there are other conditions. We can go and do something. So we have to remember this thing. We have to humble ourselves. We haven't got to try and play roles which Allah hasn't assigned us. So yes, we talk, and even the Prophet is being told. Look at the next ayah. You remind them, you are not but somebody who reminds. Muzakir is somebody who does zakkar. Zakkar, muzakir. And the next ayah, illa man tawalla wa kafara. Remind them, because you are reminding. But that also, you can only remind those who listen to you. So remind everybody except those man tawalla wa kafara, who turn away and disbelieve. You can't do anything to them. You cannot even remind them because they are not listening. They have turned away and they are disbelieving. So these people, even you cannot even remind them. They are gone. I mean, if they listen to you, good, that's all you can do, remind them, otherwise you can't do anything. And those who are turning away and doing kufr, then for them we have to leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيُعَذِّبُهُ اللَّهُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَكْبَرُ. And Allah is going to azaba, punish. يُعَذِّبُهُ, He will punish. Allah will punish them what? الْعَذَابَ الْأَكْبَرُ, a very great punishment. إِنَّ إِلَيْنَا إِيَابَهُ. Verily towards us, to us is their إِيَاب. إِيَاب from Aba Ya'ub. And also similar words which from the same Awab, which is for Ibrahim, or Ma'ab, all this place of returning, all this in the Quran as well. Inna ilayna iyabahum. Verily to us is their returning. They are not going away anywhere. Fa'ina tazhabun. Where are you going? They are not going anywhere. To us they are coming and we will take care of them. There is nothing. There is no hurry. Allah has got no hurry and is not worried and not in a hurry at all. There is no escape. We are all going to Him and that is where we will end. So towards us is their return. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ. And it is on us that we take their account. Not on you, or not people like us, not on the Prophet, not us. That we take their hisab, and He will take their hisab. And this is where it ends. And this few last ayahs are very sort of good and as a consolation to the Prophet himself as well, that his duty is to remind. Remember, that's all. He cannot do more than that, and he is not even obliged to do more than that. And our duty from there to relatively is even smaller. We should be thankful to Allah for that and act accordingly, that we are not sort of obliged. Allah has not even sent us as Prophet. We are believers, and all the thing we do is to believe in Allah and in other places, tawassul bilhaq, tawassul bisabr. And then whenever we remind each other, in our case, reminding or talking with other or discussing with other is not only so that we convince others, but that we also be convinced, that we also find our errors and all these things. Whereas in the case of the Prophet, that was not the case. He is a reminder. He knows. He has come from Allah. And he is not sort of dealing with the people, interacting in the sense that they remind him and he reminds them. No. His is a one-sided thing. He reminds. They are not reminding him. Whereas ours, or whenever he talks about our tawassaw bilhaq or tawassaw bisab, we have to make each other sort of encourage each other to follow truth. Because we ourselves need this encouragement and direction. Whereas the Prophet doesn't mean he has been directed, he is giving one-sided. Ours is two-sided, reciprocal. People have to do it to us and we do it to them, so that all errors can be sort of filtered out and we may reach the truth. I think we'll stop here. If there are any questions, comments, please go ahead. But this surah is a nice surah. I mean, when you recite it, and it's got a very nice effect, and the it's utilized in it, that the Mufassil themselves have not found anything to say about it. It's so clear, it's plain and simple, apart from a few sort of words which are a bit not sort of obvious for novices like us. But apart from that, the surah is very clear and no confusion. Even the none of the Mufassils have got confused, which is very seldom that we find that Mufassils are not confused about things.